We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Orla, Halacha Dalid. We're in middle of paragraph Yud Ches. In our versions, it's page 342, the left-hand column, about three lines up from the bottom. Four lines up, actually. Ve'yesh l'rames shezehu hasofek shenestapku rabbeinu zal al hatrua. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've been learning till now in this halacha, we'll be able to understand, possibly, the reason for the debate between the rabbis and the Gemara regarding the sound of the shofar that's called trua, im koil shenikra shvorim. Is it what we today call the shvorim, ta-ta-ta, or is it what we call today trua? Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. You know, the minimum of nine very short staccato notes. Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Ki shvorim hu gam kein koil meshulash. Because the shvorim is also a triple sound. Umarames al sholosh avoidos anal shetzrichim leshabrom ulevatlam legamri. The shvorim, Rav Nosson Zal says, alludes to, represents the three avoidos that we spoke about in the previous year, which Rabbeinu Zal mentions in Likutei Moran, Torah Aleph, Likutei Moran Tanina, the three avoidos that a Jew has to overcome completely, destroy completely, with inside of themselves, which are Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shfichas Domim, idol worship, adultery, illegal relationships with women, and murder, or insulting people, chas v'shalom, in a terrible way. Those were the three avoidos which Rabbeinu Zal said a person has to eliminate, and Rav Nosson Zal emphasized that when it comes to those three, there's no compromise. You want to get rid of it totally. V'alkei nikro shvorim. And this is why that sound of the shofar is called shvorim, loshen shvira, to break, to smash, to eliminate totally. Aval trua mishuleshes, whereas the other sound of the shofar, that's the trua, which is also triple, marames al tikin sholosh midos anal. That represents, that symbolizes the three midos that Rabbeinu Zal discusses in that same chapter on Likutei Moran, a little bit earlier, towards the beginning of the chapter, the three midos rois that Rabbeinu Zal says a person has to work on, which are Taivas Mom Sheyesh Bohem Toiv Vora. As Rav Nosson Zal explained previously, the three midos have in them a good side and a bad side. They are Taivas Momoin, Taivas Achila, and Taivas Mishagil. Which Rav Nosson Zal had explained in the previous shir, we spoke about it, that when it comes to those three things, money can be used very, very very well for Kiddusha, for mitzvahs, and ma'asim tovim. Women, the first mitzvah in the Torah is that a Jew should not be without a woman, without a wife. And achila, we know again, from A to Z, Shabbos, Yontif, a person has to eat to keep the body and soul together. That's 7 days a week. But on Shabbos and Yontif especially, or at a celebration, there's a mitzvah to eat and to drink, etc. So there's a good and a bad to it. V'alkein nikreis trua, and that's why it's called trua, shehi loshen shvira. The word trua, Rav Nosson Zal is going to show, has two meanings. The word trua is used in the Torah to mean break, destroy, eliminate. K'mo shekosuv, as the pasuk says, teroyim b'shevet barzel, smash them with a metal rod, with a metal stick. So we see that the word trua refers to breaking. V'gam huloshen reyus v'hischabrus. And the word trua is also associated with friendship, something you want to attach yourself to. K'mo shekosuv, as the pasuk says, usruas melech boy. The friendship, the connection to the king is with him. So Rav Nosson Zal says, take a look at this. We have the Shvorim, we have again the same. In the Torah, it mentions one term about shofar blowing. It uses the word trua. Our rabbis in the Gemara say there was a debate whether trua means what we call Shvorim Or is trua what we call trua? Rav Nosson Zal says this fits in beautifully with what we were discussing in the previous shir, because Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran over there mentioned two things. He mentioned three midos and three avoidos. And it seemed to us at first glance one of them was surely overlapping the Taivas Mishgal and the Gili Arayos, and even the other one seemed to have some overlap. So Rav Nosson Zal explained it in the previous year, what's this all about? And Rav Nosson Zal told us that the three midos represent something that has a good side and a bad side to it. And therefore it's important that we separate, we're able to differentiate and distinguish the good of money from the evil of money, the good of women from the evil of women, etc., etc. Whereas the other, the three avoidos that Rabbeinu Zal mentions a little bit later in that chapter in Likutei Moran, avoidah zara, gilui arayos, shfichas damim, there Rabbeinu Zal is speaking about the aspect that has to be destroyed completely. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, corresponding to this, we have the word shvorim, which means smash, destroy, and the shvorim is three sounds, tara, 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 and therefore that represents those three avoides, avoides zora, gilui arayos, shfichas damim, which we want to smash, we want to destroy, eliminate from inside of ourselves totally. Whereas the trua, Rav Nosson Zal brings two psukim to show that trua has two meanings. The word trua also means to smash, but there's another pasuk that shows that trua means to attach yourself to it. So Rav Nosson Zal says that this refers to those three midos that we mentioned, where there you have to be able to delineate, you have to be able to separate the good from the bad. The good of money, you have to attach yourself to. You need it. You're going to need money for tefillin, tzitzis, Shabbos, tzedakah, all kinds of good things. And the bad side of it, to smash, to eliminate. Ki be'elu ha-sholosh midos, yesh b'em b'chinas smoil doicha, v'yemin mekarevis. Because regarding the three midos that we mentioned, mamoin, achila, and noshim, there's a left side which you're supposed to reject, and there's a right side which you're supposed to bring close. Ki yesh b'hem toiv ora, they have good and bad in them. Utzrichen l'shaber u'legareish horamehem, and we have to destroy and chase away the evil of those three. Ulevarer hatoiv, and to extract the good. Lehisnaigim hatoiv shebahem bigdusha gedoyla, and to conduct ourselves with the good side of food and money and women with tremendous holiness. V'alke nikro hakoil trua, and this is why that sound of the shofar is called trua, shekoilel shtei halashoinos kanal. It includes both of these, the troyim b'shevet barzel and the usruas melech boi. V'nistapku, and our rabbis were in doubt, im ikar hatikin b'rosh Hashanah tzrichen lahaschil l'shaber sholosh avoydes kanal. What is a Jew's avoid on Rosh Hashanah? What are we supposed to be doing? Is the main thing to try to start breaking, destroying those three avoidos, avoidah zara, gilui arayos, and shfichas damim? Shezehu bechinas koil meshulosh shel shvorim. That's the three sounds of the shvorim. Boom, boom, boom. The shvorim, those three, and it's called shvorim, lishaber, lishbor, to break those three avoidos, oy im tzrichen lahamshech hatikun shel sholosh mishmoros hanal. Or are we really trying to draw upon ourselves the tikun of the three midos, the tikun of taivas momoin, taivas achila, and taivas noshim? Shezeo bechinas trua kanal. That's represented by the sound of the trua. Ta 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 ta. Uposku, and our rabbis therefore decided lasois shnehem, that we do both. V'acharkach kol echad v'echad b'fnei atzmoi, and then we do each one individually. There are times that we combine them, shvorim trua, and there are times that we do them separately. Tkiya shvorim tkiya, tkiya trua tkiya. U'bechol pam pshuta lefonel, pshuta lachre. However, in all of these cases, whether we're doing the shvorim trua together or we're doing them separately, there's always a tekiah in front and a tekiah afterwards, as we explained in the previous shiur. Ki gam be'inyan zeh ein yoidin mehechon haschola. Because regarding this also, as we explained previously, we don't know where to begin. Which person knows how to do tshuva really properly? Which person knows where to start from? Utzrichin litzoik b'chol pam koil poshut me'oimek halev lefoneo lachreo. Therefore, we have to cry out Hashem from the depths of our hearts. Each time, whenever we're about to start, whenever we're looking to make a start, the first move is, oy! And that oy is saying, Hashem, what? Where? I don't know anything at all. I have nothing to say. In other words, I don't know. I don't even know what to say. I don't know how to begin to speak to you. And therefore, the only thing I can do is, oy! That's a crying out to Hashem, saying, Hashem, help me get started. I don't know where to begin from. And then ulachreho also, as we explained earlier, even after the person receives a little bit of das from Hashem, he receives some help from Hashem, he knows it ain't over. That's not the end. And the Yetzirah didn't go on vacation, didn't say, okay, I guess I lost this guy. He doesn't give up that easily. He went out to buy a new set of gloves. He says, if this guy's getting serious now, I'm going to get more serious too. And now these gloves are a little fatter and heavier. The punches are going to be harder, chas v'shalom. So therefore, Rabbi Nosson Zal said, we need the tekiah after also. Even after a person has a little bit of an aliyah, he has a little bit of a blessing from Hashem, of das or money, whatever it is, he's got to know to do the oy afterwards, because he's got to be ready for that other guy who's going to come back soon with his sledgehammer. And he's going to try to take away the money or take away the das or hurt me to make sure that I don't succeed. And again, we do the tzaoka before and after each time that we're trying to draw some light of tikkun. Kedei lahamshich he'oras kol hatikunim hamavuram b'Torah anal ma'at ma'at b'Rosh Hashanah, in order to draw upon ourselves the light of all the different tikkunim that Rabbeinu Zal mentions in that chapter on Likutei Moran, gradually, slowly. We know it's not a one-time fix. It's a process. And it's going to take persistence, and it's going to take deliberate effort, a person being, you know, serious, committed. But Rosh Hashanah, and we start on Rosh Hashanah, Kedei lizkois b'chol Hashanah l'tshuva shlema. We start the process on Rosh Hashanah with the hope that we'll be zecher to continue throughout the Aseres Yimei Tshuva and throughout the entire year to be able to complete the process of tshuva. L'saken hakoil b'shleimus koroi, to fix everything totally, properly, kol dover b'moyado yizmanai, each thing in its proper time, in its proper place. Ki ikar ha'haschola b'Rosh Hashanah, because the main beginning of tshuva and the main beginning in Yiddishkeit is from Rosh Hashanah. It's from Rosh Hashanah that the entire rest of the year draws chiyus, life, and tikkun. That's why the holiday is called beginning of the year. What do you mean? They ran out of names? We got a Pesach, we got a Shavuos. They couldn't come up with something nicer? What kind of name is that for a holiday? Beginning of the year. Rav Nosson says, I'll tell you why. Because there's a message in there. They're telling us what this holiday is all about. This holiday is going to begin the year for you. This is really the start of everything you're going to want to do in the year. This is it. According to your Rosh Hashanah, that's going to give the push and the momentum and the energy and the spark for the entire year. Rosh Daika. Ki yesh sholosh koimois. Listen to this now. Rav Nosson Zal says, we know that in the Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus, they discuss three koimois, three levels. It's not the best word for the term koimo here. Oilam, Shana and Nefesh. There are these three categories. One is place or space, for which we have the term Olam, the world. The world is the place in which all of creation is operating in, functioning in. Then there's time, for which the major unit of time is a year, Shana. And then there's Nefesh. There's the different levels of creation, inanimate objects, plants, animals, human beings, which are different levels of nefesh, different levels of spirituality. Ukemoi shebekoimas nefesh shehu koimas ha'odom ikar chiyus ha'odom toli baharoish shesham ha'moichin shemachayin kol koimas aguf. Just like when we talk in the department of nefesh, in the department of nefesh, of which the highest element is man, we know that the most important part of a human being is the head, the brain, because that's where the brain is, which gives life to the entire rest of the body. Kayadua lechachmei hanituach, as is known to doctors, surgeons, shechius kol haguf, ad sipornei haregel, hakol nimshach me'amoyach, that the life of the entire body, going down to the toenails, comes from the head, comes from the brain. We have that term brain dead, Rachmona Letzlan Lo Yaleinu, because the life depends on the brain. The life depends on the head. Sheshom Iker Mishkan Haneshomo Hamachaya Eskol Haguf Kol Ever Vever Kefi Chiyusoy, because the brain, the head, is the residence of the neshama, which is what gives life to every part of the body, every single organ. So just like that's the case in the body, that the most important part is the head, kemoi kein mamish nikra yoim hakodosh v'hanoira hazeh Rosh Hashanah. So too, this awesome holy day is called, they could have called it Trua, they could have called it Shofar, they could have called it Mishpat. There are a billion names they could have come up with for this day that would all have been appropriate. No. It's called Rosh Hashanah, specifically Rosh Daika, the head. Dehainu sheboy ikar hamoyach v'hachiyus shel kol hashana. That holiday, Rosh Hashanah, is the brain and the source of life for the entire year. Ki boy maschilin kol hatikunim. It's on that day that all the tikunim of the entire year begin from. V'hu mechaya es kol yemois Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah gives life, spiritual life, to all the days of the year, kemoi haroish sheba'odam shemechaya kol haguf, like the head of a human being, which gives chiyus to the entire body, the nervous system. Those that study biology know that there are nerves from the brain, from the head, going down, traveling throughout the entire body, down to the toes and the toenails. When somebody steps, when Chas Shom, a person, Lo Aleinu, has an ingrown toenail, and it hurts. Why does it hurt? It hurts because the toenail is attached as a wire going from the toenail to the brain that's screaming, ouch. And if you cut that wire, it won't hurt. If the toenail were not connected to the brain, to the head, when Chas Shom, a nerve is cut or something, then there's no sensation anywhere. There's no pain. There's no Chas Shom. So every part of the body is wired up to the brain, and the brain is what gives chiyus, life, spiritual life, to every single part of the body. Ve'en shum hargosha v'chiyus b'shum ever. There is no feeling. You can't, no organ of the body can feel anything at all whatsoever without that connection to the brain, to the head. Kayadua, as is known, Rav Nosson says, even they know about this. Even the guys who don't learn Gemara and Tosfos, even the guys who learn secular books know about this. Kemoikein, so too. Ein chiyus v'tikun b'kol yemois hashana kiim al yedei Rosh Hashanah. There is no life, there is no feeling in any part of the year other than through its connection to Rosh Hashanah. Its connection to Rosh Hashanah is what determines what we feel and don't feel on Pesach, on Shavuos, on Sukkot, on Monday, on Wednesday, whatever day it is. Rosh Daika. Again, why is it called Rosh? Shemachaya es kol hakoymanal. Because the Rosh is the part that gives chius to the entire organism. And so too, he doesn't mention it here, when we talk about place. Olam, the world. What is the source of chius for the entire world? Which place in the world is the most... Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Rosh of the world. That's where Moichen, that's where Seichel and feeling is being distributed to the entire world.